The news this week has been dominated by oil prices rising to almost unimaginable new highs. They certainly would have been unimaginable just a few even months ago. David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal joined us to talk about how this is playing into the debate over whether we are in a recession. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to just ask this question. I think I must have asked this to you how many times before. Is a recession inevitable now?
Well, nothing's ever inevitable. It looks likely that the combination of the housing bust and now oil prices are going to push the economy into a recession, which means not what people usually think, two quarters of negative economic growth, but rather a significant decline in economic activity. The thing that's sort of frustrating is it's hard to tell whether we're in one right now. It's a little bit like the patient doesn't look too good, but the coroner hasn't come yet. So the patient may have died, but we won't have the official word for some time.
Well, who is it that decides ultimately if we are in a recession?
Well, that's an interesting question. Somewhere in the past, it was decided that the government shouldn't make this call because the government tends to make things look better than they really are. And so the task of deciding whether we had a recession or not was delegated to a small committee of academic economists who are convened by something called the National Bureau of Economic Research, a Cambridge, Massachusetts nonprofit organization. It's chaired by an economist named Bob Hall from Stanford. Interestingly, it used to include Ben Bernanke, who's now chairman of the Federal Reserve. So they're the ones that make the call, and they usually make it, they say, between 6 and 18 months after a recession begins.
Wait. Meaning after it's over often enough?
Right. They look on themselves as creating a historical record, in a sense, deciding when one began and when one ended. And that requires waiting for some time to pass. And they wait. They say usually it takes them between 6 and 18 months before they can be sure that one has begun. And sometimes you're right. They're over before they're declared officially begun.
Over, or steps have already been taken one way or another.
Right.
Well, then does it make any difference at all if the economy is stamped with the official label of recession?
In some sense, it doesn't matter. If you lose your job, it doesn't matter to you whether a bunch of economists declared that a recession or not. The economy will grow or not grow no matter what the label that's put on it. Very slow growth is almost as bad for people as a recession, which is a shrinking economy. But I do think it has an important psychological effect. When you see the word recession in the headlines, when politicians talk about it, it does create an air of crisis and an air of pessimism. So I think it makes a psychological difference, even though it's just putting a label on an economic condition.
David Wessel is economics editor of The Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on this program. David, thanks.
You're welcome.